It's off of the back of yesterday's stuff, but it's also talking about like stress, like stressing yourself out in life, like having too much stress going on in your everyday situation. And we can be eating the best foods possible. We can be living the best lifestyle. But if we don't put a handle on our stress, or if we are creating stress or looping stressful thoughts or worrying too much, and when I talk about stress, I'm talking about worry, or I'm talking about this looping stressful worry thoughts. I'm not talking about like stress as in, you know, hardcore gym stress or physical activity stress, or like I'm talking about that type of worry stress, those looping thoughts, the why me, the pity party, the self-sabotage, or it could be things like the feeling flawed all the time, low self-worth type stress, that type of like internal dialogue stress and the anxiety that can be brought on with that. So that can really take such a toll on our body, no matter how healthy we are. And this is where our nervous system becomes so overloaded, because it's trying to do the best that it can. But if you're not fixing what's going on in the head, or you're not able to release, reduce, re-evaluate what's happening in your mind, and you've got this mindful chatter that's going on all the time, this is causing your body so much stress, and your endocrine system, your immune system, your nervous system, all the systems of the body are trying to do their best to work their best, and, you know, like a well-oiled machine, they're trying to function properly as a well-oiled machine, but they can't do that if there's this mental chatter that's going on all the time. So some people have to disconnect emotionally from certain things in their life to be able to stop this. You may have to delete people off your social media. You may have to have boundaries around who you're hanging out with. You may have to let people know, sorry, I don't like you talking to me like that anymore, and I now am standing up for myself. It may be that type of stuff, rather than you stewing on what they've said or things like that. It may be, and with that, I'm talking about, you know, it could be in relationship, it could be with your work, it could be with your someone outside of work that you see in a social situation. I'm sure you get where I'm coming from with all of this. I don't need to give more examples. But that mental chatter, that mental looping, and the stress that's causing your body, which is what was happening to me when I was like feeling really guilty about not being there for my kids and being really hard on myself and having this low self-worth because of that, that mental strain will derail you more than any other health issue that you've probably got. Like the why me, or how come it won't get better, or why can't I get out of this, or why do I keep doing this to myself type stuff. And so the only person that can change that is you. The only person that can shift and pivot that scenario is yourself. And yes, we need some support to do that sometimes. We need coaching or just a supportive network or a facilitator to help us work through that, which is hopefully what I'm doing here for you guys. But if you have some of that, let me know and we can work on that. You know, that can be something I can talk into even more. And this strain and this stress that you're putting on yourself, or that you're talking yourself into all the time, or that you're wallowing in, drops your frequency of the body into a lower vibrational state. And when we're in a lower vibrational state, that's when depression can set in, that's when anxiety can set in, that's when we start to feel like, what's the point of life? Or what's the point of even trying anymore? Or what's the point of talking to that person because they always make me feel like shit? Or what's the point of going to work because I hate being there, and you're just looping this sort of stuff. And again, the only person that can shift this is yourself. So move the needle on what you don't like. Even sit down tonight and write down the things that you maybe are struggling with, don't like, want to get rid of, want to change the looping thoughts, and see what comes up for you around, you know, where this has happened elsewhere in your life. Use the questions that I put in here yesterday and look at, yeah, well, okay, these questions you've shown me, they're giving me some ideas and some awareness around what hasn't been working for me. And that's the whole point of this, is to work out where things aren't working for you, because the more we just keep giving in to this stuff and allowing it to happen, we are, what's the word? Like, we are diluting ourselves to a point that we're not living our best life, that we're not living in flow and alignment with who we truly are, that we're not living with what our soul really wants. And so this can really play massive tolls on our everyday existence. And we start to just think, what's the point? Or we start to get really shitty at ourselves and frustrated with ourselves. And then we have no confidence anymore. We lose the confidence. We start gaining weight. We start gaining all these health issues because it's the mental chatter that we've allowed. And this comes back to yesterday's stuff about the secondary gain. What are you gaining from living in that reality? What are you gaining from being that person who's pitying in all of that stuff and letting it loop all the time? The other thing I want to bring up here is we can, when we're in these looping thoughts or this mental chatter and this, you know, waffling on that's going on in our head, and we're causing more stress within our body, we can shift this state quite quickly if we choose to. And doing so can be done by our happy hormones. So our happy hormones are endorphins, dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin. So your endorphins are things that get released like when we exercise. So if you need to, if you're feeling really in your head and you've got this mental chatter going on and you're just looping all of this stuff, go and go for a walk or go for a run or go to the gym or go to do a dance class or a boxing class or something, like something where you're releasing endorphins, because those endorphins are some of the strongest happy hormones that can keep you really looking at the positives in life, which is why movement matters so much. Movement is so beneficial for us. Then you've got dopamine, which is, you know, we want that that hit, something that gives us that that real, like, why can't I think of the word? Like the juiciness. Like, people use dopamine hits like scrolling on their phone because they're wanting this quick hit, you know, of getting a release of dopamine, which makes them feel good. And so other ways of dopamine is also like having fun and laughs with your friends, or playing with your kids, or going to eat a nice meal with someone, or in a social group, or, you know, joining up to a social group, or out there, if you love gardening, go out there in nature and do some gardening or whatever. Then you've got like oxytocin, which is, you know, when you look at a baby and it releases oxytocin because they're so cute, you know, or you give your kids a cuddle, or you have a conversation with someone you really love, or you kiss your partner a lot or something, you know, and it's releasing that oxytocin, that really feel-good, loving, heart-driven hormone. And then you've got serotonin, which we get a lot from our foods. You know, serotonin is another happy hormone that our foods give us. So that's where you can, again, get this, like the same with the dopamine, go out for a beautiful meal with some friends and have some great conversations. You're going to get dopamine and serotonin out of that, especially if you're eating like lots of leafy greens or beautiful fruits and different things that release that serotonin in the body. And that's just some ways that you can shift your state. So men can do this really easily, where they just shift their state. They just get on with it and go do something else, you know, and they can shift their state. Some women are really good at this, or easy, can find this easy as well. And others, they need reminders or a bit of a push, or they need like someone up their bum saying, come on, get off the couch, or get off your phone, let's go for a walk, or whatever. You can actually do that for yourself by setting alarms in your phone. So you could have an alarm set at 5:30 at night, and it just says go for a walk, and it just triggers you, oh yeah, I should go for a walk, you know, rather than sitting down watching TV. Or it could be like, I don't watch any TV, so I don't, like, I always try and find things myself personally that I can do in the evening that are going to fill me up, or that they're self-care practices and stuff, because I refuse to watch TV, haven't watched TV in about 10 years, like at nighttime. And I only really allow my kids to watch, you know, like a little bit after dinner and stuff as well. So, because it's just, it's so consuming that you deplete yourself of these hormones so much when you should be really trying to ramp up these hormones. And the somatic exercises can help this too, because they can also release beautiful dopamine, endorphins, serotonin, oxytocin by doing, like, you're doing something for yourself, which is really nurturing. What else did I say there? So yeah, an alarm on your phone is what I was getting at. So you can have an alarm on your phone, even in the morning. Get up half an hour earlier, go outside and stand on the grass and look at the sun, or go and, you know, read a book for 10 minutes, or say some beautiful affirmations or something to yourself. Like, I don't necessarily believe in affirmations. I believe in like script statements that you can say to yourself, and I do some of those myself in the mornings. I do look like a bit of a tool bag, you know, out there doing them in my backyard while my family are asleep. But hey, they work, right? That's what gets me out of this state, or gets me up and in a better mood as soon as I wake up, you know. And some of us have to do that. Some of us have to be proactive in changing or always working on our state so that we can shift the trajectory of our life or not be in this lower vibrational living that is just keeping us stuck in the old ways. So, yeah, try and look for some alarms on your phone you can start up. Like even my daughter, I didn't tell her to do this. She started getting up at 5:30 in the morning and going for a walk around our backyard a couple of times because she's now on a camping trip, which is like a 20-kilometer everyday hike, and that's through her school. So she wanted to try and help herself get a bit more fitter for that. So off her own bat, she's changing her state. She's motivated within herself to move her body and want to be fitter for the event so that she can not look or feel or struggle through the whole 20 kilometres, you know, as much as she could have if she didn't do any of that stuff. So some people like her, they're just self-motivated, and some of us aren't. And that's okay, but we just have to find things that help us remind ourselves to be motivated, which is like putting an alarm on your phone. Or it's like you go to the fridge and there might be something that's written on the fridge that gives you a little reminder of something. It could be that you get a friend to ring you once a week and you make this pact that you ring each other once a week to go for a walk, and that's just now what you do every single week. I actually do that with one of my friends because we're just like, if we don't do that, we never see each other. So we make this pact that once a fortnight we go and catch up. But stuff like that really does fill your cup, and it is self-care practices, and it is bringing more joy into your life. And I know I remember saying the other day that bringing joy into your life is what helps us to stay in a higher vibrational state and to get out of these like cortisol-driven, nervous system reactive, responsive lives. Because the fun and the joy and the pleasure is what brings females more creativity, more vibrancy, less fatigue, less brain fog, less inflammation, stuff like that. So, yeah, even start scheduling in times with your friends or your family that you make a point of catching up with them regularly, so just for fun. Bye-bye.